unapologetic and without remorse. Scott Roeder testified he observed Tiller and waited for an opportunity. He watched the doctor at his clinic, at his home inside a gated community, and finally at Reformation Lutheran Church, where he shot Tiller in the head. This audio recording of Roeder was posted on YouTube not long after the guilty verdict.
I was quoted as asking if I had any regrets. I guess I said no. I didn't have any regrets except for maybe the fact that if the law were to have done it, what it was supposed to do and stop Mr. Tiller, would not have had to come to this conclusion.
Roeder said he needed to protect unborn children and called Tiller a hitman. Anti-abortion activist David Leach from Iowa posted Roeder's remarks on the internet.
Scott Roeder, at heart, is a law-abiding citizen.
Leach is planning to testify as a character witness on Roeder's behalf.
Outside this one action, he has a clean record. He's not a fellow who curses, drinks, smokes, does any of the things which you associate with that. He's a churchgoer, and he would like to be a law-abiding citizen.
Leach also believes abortion is murder. He says the judge should have given jury members instructions, which would have allowed them to consider a lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter. Some who oppose abortion say they're counting on an appeal and hope to get assistance from several anti-abortion attorneys. During the trial, prosecutors tried to keep the abortion issue out of the case. They called the act premeditated murder. Citing aggravating factors, prosecutors are now seeking a stiffer sentence, life without parole for 50 years instead of 25 years. Some watching the case say even character witnesses probably won't help Roeder avoid a stiffer sentence. Michael Kay is a law professor at Washburn University in Topeka.
The judge is going to have to weigh whatever evidence he brings against the aggravating factors. Among those factors is that prior stalking of the victim. And his testimony clearly established that he had stalked the victim.
Abortion rights advocates say a harsh sentence in this case is key to preventing violence against abortion providers in the future. Vicki Saporta is with the National Abortion Federation.
This was, in many ways, a hate crime. And those who are contemplating committing a similar crime need to understand that they will not get away with it and that they will spend the rest of their lives in prison.
Those who support abortion rights say no one can replace Tiller. But they say a number of doctors have started performing later abortions since the Kansas clinic closed. They don't want to say how many or where they're located, but at least one doctor in New Mexico posted on his website that he is offering abortions in response to Tiller's murder. Tiller's family did not say whether they will testify at today's hearing. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.